Well, good morning. I'm Bob Hudson, University Librarian here at Boston University. I want to welcome you this morning to what looks to be a very extraordinary several days of discussions about the future of libraries. I want to add my thanks to Susan and the center staff for all the background work they've done on this. And in advance, thank everybody on this panel and the other panels for their participation. This is truly a nice event. Now, I said to several of you beforehand that my remarks, if you were here last night, are going to be more D'Artonian than Rixian. But and I think the panel is more in that vein, too, which is good. So I have the enviable task of introducing the first panel today, but the unenviable task of doing it in under 5 minutes, because I could certainly talk about many of these people for longer than that. So as Susan said, I'll introduce the panel, then I'm going to ask them, invite them to sit down and in the audience and listen to the talks. We'll proceed in alphabetical order, and as Susan said, a break after David Ferry. Here, okay. I don't usually work with mics. So the title of this first panel is Setting Directions for Libraries and Archives in the Digital Age. I do have to warn you, though, that the panel itself is peopled with some very dangerous characters, despite the outward appearances here. These are people with imagination, creativity, and the ability to maximize opportunities inherent in the transformative power of information. So we have here an advocate for the value of archives to communities, a believer in public access to science and culture, an advocate of openness of the public record, an imaginer of the universal library, and a collaborator and curator of thoughts and ideas, which are always dangerous in the world today. So these are curators of and for individuals, communities, territories, nations, and even the universe of information. They share a passion for the power of access to the collective memory, and I'm sure they'll give us some memorable commentary on the current challenges and potential of the digital information age. So starting this end of the table, I want to introduce Jeanette Bastian, professor of library science at Simmons College here in Boston, where she directs the concentration and archives management. She's former territorial librarian of the Virgin Islands and is widely published in archival literature, including books on the Caribbean Community Archives and a book on Shaping of Memory. The title of her talk is Radical Record Keeping, How Community Archives Are Changing How We Think About Records. Next to her is Dan Cohen, who is now the new Dean of Libraries and Vice Provost for Information Collaboration, which is a title that should tell you something about what Northeastern is thinking in the world today. Congratulations, Dan. He's also the founding director, as you heard last night, founding executive director of the Digital Public Library of America, which strives to make cultural and scientific heritage of humanity available free of charge to all. Prior to that, he was director of the Rosenzweig Center for History and New Media at George Mason University and is also the author of several works on digital history. Third on our panel is David Ferriero, no stranger to New England and Boston. He's the 10th Archivist of the United States, assuming leadership of the National Archives and Records Administration. He committed to the principles of open government, transparency, participation, and collaboration, and is also charged with the task of bringing the records administration into the digital age, a huge challenge. David also has led many of our most distinguished, had leadership positions in many of our most distinguished institutions, MIT, Duke, the New York Public Library. Welcome, David. David will talk about the challenges of getting a digital future for government records. Next, Alberto Mangel is an internationally known author, critic, editor, and translator. His writings include a distinguished body of work for which he was awarded the 2017 Formentor Prize for his collected works. I want to read just briefly. The jury decided unanimously to honor this body of work that, quote, constitutes one of the most lucid investigations into the organic history of the Universal Library, continuing a Argentinian tradition that I think speaks universally to us all. Alberto will be talking about the role of the National Library in the digital age. Next, Vita Palladino, who is director of the Howard Gottlieb Archival Research Center at Boston University, where she oversees an ever-growing archive of contemporary individuals in the fields of journalism, poetry, literature, the arts, and political, social, and religious movements. With a grant from the Mellon Foundation, Vita oversaw an extraordinary collaboration to catalog both the Martin Luther King and Alistair Cook papers. Vita will talk about, the title of Vita's talk is Crossing Oceans to Present Recorded Lives to the Future. And our moderator for this section is Jack Ammerman, who's Boston University Associate University Librarian for Digital Initiatives and Open Access. Jack has a decades-long association with digital humanities and is a very thoughtful and articulate spokesperson. So with this, I'm going to invite the panel, except for Jeanette, to take a seat and enjoy the rest of the morning.